This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across the country. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. And let's not forget about our first responders, our firefighters, our EMTs, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and our Border Patrol, too, doing a bang-up job. And to those working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery today, thank you for what you do. And to the Uber, the Lyft, and the taxi drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right. Jenny Simon, founderscode.com, is with us. Good morning again.
Hello.
Now, we started out talking about the little fat guy firing off a couple missiles off to the East Sea, east of Korea. And then we mentioned the Puerto Rican governor saying that he's going to give up, and the big, huge, what was going to be a demonstration now being a celebration. I think they're still celebrating, to be honest with you, in Puerto Rico. And, yeah. And then we had Mr. Epstein. Now, that's the infamous Mr. Epstein, who is still sitting in jail in a New York City prison somewhere in Manhattan. And they say he tried to commit suicide, but I'm going to interject something. We know he had marks around his neck. He was semi-conscious when they found him in his jail cell. But who's to say that somebody didn't try to get to him? New York.
Mm-hmm. He is in the Metropolitan Correctional Center, which is the exact same place that El Chapo was. In fact, he was only about three cells down from El Chapo, and the reason is because that is one of the highest security facilities around. By the way, El Chapo was transferred to the Supermax about four days ago, so El Chapo's not there anymore. However, in this particular situation, I don't think anybody got to him unless it was an inmate, and they did question one other inmate by the name of Nicholas Tartaglione, I think is his name.
Okay.
To see what he necessarily knew. He said he didn't know anything, but this Nicholas character had allegedly is in there for killing four men and cocaine distribution. So anyway, it would be a colossal, colossal embarrassment.
Yeah.
And it already is that Epstein wasn't on some kind of suicide watch, but he is now.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's also remember that, in the last, week or so, there's been an investigation with Deutsche Bank, which is one of the more corrupt international banks out there.
Correct.
And that's where he had the bulk of his wealth, his cash. And I think he's probably figured out that the cash is going to be, his wealth is going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably not going to get out of there. he's got at least three major pieces of real estate that are at risk. So I think, if he really assessed his life, perhaps, doing some kind of a suicide thing,
well,
it might be his only way out.
It's kind of funny because his lawyer just filed an appeal for his bail hearing, and he was awaiting a ruling, right?
Yeah, but I mean, that's a lawyer would do that anyway. That's what they're, you know, certainly hired to do. And he had made quite the, I mean, the man was obviously pretty desperate to not be held until trial because he made an offer of $77 million.
Plus his airplanes.
Yeah, and a couple other things in order to not be in prison. So that was denied. So he's probably going through some kind of real, situation there that the,
well, it's possible, but then again, you don't forget he's in New York State and the long fingers of the Clintons isn't very far away, and there's all kinds of things on any internet they're talking about.
Well, we can make fun of what we think the Clintons can do, but, you know, there are up to probably 100 girls and or families that are part of this case and victims of him. So I have more sympathy for them than, you know, the kind of joking about the Clintons.
Now, I want to play a little something here because obviously, and we don't have much time, I don't know if I can get what I need to get in here, but Director Mueller, former FBI Director Mueller, special counsel and all that stuff, was being questioned by our Congressman Matt Gaetz. And let me see if I can pick this up. If I can't, we'll do it on the other side, but I'm just going to get about 30 seconds of this.
It's clear from your report and the evidence that the president wanted former Attorney General Sessions to violate the Justice Department ethics rules by taking over your investigation and improperly interfering with it to protect himself and his campaign. Your findings are so important because in America, nobody is above the law. I yield back the balance of my time.
Thank the gentleman for yielding back. The gentleman from Ohio.
Thank you. Director Mueller, my Democratic colleagues were very disappointed in your report. They were expecting you to say something along the lines of, here's why President Trump deserves to be impeached, much as Ken Starr did relative to President Clinton back about 20 years ago.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there because in the next 30 seconds here, he talks about page 103. And we'll explain to everybody what page 103 is all about. I'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And there was a lot of stuff that went on yesterday, those two hearings with Bob Mueller. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. We do appreciate that very much. And, you know, we all know that we live in a world where we're being forced to act sometimes in self-defense. It's now a clear and present reality. We've got things going on like Antifa. We've got all kinds of people and places and things that go on in the middle of the night or in the very daytime, broad daylight. These people are getting a lot bolder when they try to, steal the car, beat you up, whatever. And nobody should have to go it alone if you have to defend yourself, because if you have to use your fists, a club, a ball bat, a gun, a knife, a hammer, a pipe wrench, whatever it is, the first person they're going to look at is the last person standing when law enforcement shows up. And it doesn't matter if you're clean and green or whatever the deal might happen to be, because you know the legal system doesn't always get it right. So how would you like to have a little protection to go along with you to know that you will never be alone? You'll have a staff of attorneys. All you got to do is pick up the telephone, give them a call, and boom, you are in like Flynn. But the best part of it is right now, if you go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the logo link for the USCCA that's right there in plain visible sight, you got a chance, 19 chances, to win an AR-15 until Saturday night midnight. So you have 19 chances to win an AR-15 if you go over to the website. Now, while you're there, you'll see the three levels of membership that you can join the USCCA. And if you do join, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff. And that stuff includes some nice accessories that come to you from the USCCA, as well as that concealed carry magazine award winning for the second year in a row. And there'll be discounts and savings in there for things like camping, RVing, fishing, boating, shooting, guns and ammunition as well. So, the Captain's America Third Watch USCCA.com, the website. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. And good luck on the 19 chances to win an AR-15. Got till Saturday night midnight to win that gun. All right, Denise Diamond, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Hello.
Good morning.
I want to finish this short clip here and get out what it is I'm trying to get out here with Robert Mueller, who was talking with this Ohio congressman, and then he brings something out here which really brings to reality that maybe Mr. Mueller wasn't in charge of this investigation at all, just name only. Here we go.
Well, you didn't. So their strategy had to change. Now they allege that there's plenty of evidence in your report to impeach the president, but the American people just didn't read it. And this hearing today is their last best hope to build up some sort of groundswell across America to impeach President Trump. That's what this is really all about today. Now, a few questions. On page 103 of Volume 2 of your report, when discussing the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting, you reference, quote, the firm that produced Steele reporting, unquote. The name of that firm was Fusion GPS. Is that correct?
And you're on page 103?
103, that's correct, volume 2. When you talk about the firm that produced the Steele reporting, the name of the firm that produced that was Fusion GPS. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not familiar with that.
It's not a trick question. It was Fusion GPS. Now, Fusion GPS produced the opposition research document widely known as the Steele dossier, and the owner of Fusion GPA was someone named Glenn Simpson. Are you familiar with?
Yeah, this is outside my purview.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there because this is where we realize that maybe Robert Mueller really wasn't running the show, correct?
It's a fact that he wasn't. And it's also a fact that he didn't write the report that's got his name on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no denial. He had a set of canned responses yesterday. Outside my purview, I would dispute that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily agree with that characterization. And often he didn't even hear the question. I mean, he heard the question, but he didn't hear the question.
Well, he has a hearing problem. I know that.
I don't think that he does. I think that's used as a tactic.
Okay.
To be able to gather some kind of a thought on a response to the question.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing, the Mueller report and the operation was really one run by Andrew Weissman.
Correct.
Now, Weissman was already working in the Department of Justice.
Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, Mueller was challenged on who hired who for the Mueller team.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point he got a little excited, probably the most excited that he got, when mm-hmm. he was challenged on who was on his team. And he said, Mueller said, I think there were 15 or 16 lawyers that were transferred from other divisions or departments within the Department of Justice over
right.
to his team, and then the rest were transferred in from outside. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when something like that happens, you've got a case that's been launched, and they almost ask for volunteers, and then those volunteers that want to come out of their normal assignments and go into something else have to be approved.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the way this thing came down was it was a coordination early on before a special counsel was even talked about and or before Mueller was even appointed as special counsel, that Sally Yates and Weissman had already created a file on Trump.
Mm. Now, we've got a telephone call from our favorite caller. I do believe this is Barefoot Backgammon Bob. Is that you, Bob?
Hello. Yes, Blondie. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Okay. And light. Democratic theme song should be Sending the Clowns by Judy Collins.
All right.
And the other thing was Jim Jordan. He played whack-a-mole with Mueller. I mean, he just got it. And the last thing is
Mike Johnson, the last guy that talked.
Yeah. And can we get a special prosecutor in the Senate, because we control the Senate, and maybe they could prosecute those in the NBI and the FBI that worked against Trump as part of conspiracy. In other words, basically the whole crew that did the whole dishonest thing. All right, that's it. Bye.
Okay, special prosecutor in the Senate. Well, they could.
Well, no, I mean, we could, but Lindsey Graham has taken over that role, and mm-hmm. he's made a pledge. That is also, too, part of what John Durham is doing.
Right.
It was also named. So there's more to the story. I mean, for the Democrats, really the whole impeachment thing is over with. And I think listening to Nancy Pelosi's words yesterday in her press conference, she almost admitted that. But Nadler and Schiff are not going to give up, because now they're even discussing issuing warrants, or not warrants, but subpoenas to any of the names that went through the grand jury.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Nadler and Schiff are not going to give this up. However, I would also say this. We still do not know all the piece parts to this thing. The Mueller report certainly left out, I think, a lot of the information that we want to know, because we know that Comey had briefed the Obama White House on one day, and then the very next day they were at Trump Tower with Comey. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So we want to know what role, where was the White House in all of this? Where was Loretta Lynch in all of this? Where were, you know, so many other these other people? And the one person that gave us the best clues in all of this was Devin Nunes, and when he had his turn two or three times yesterday in the questioning in the Intelligence Committee. And he had actually offered up a name, a couple of names, but there was one that I was particularly interested in, and that person was Stephen Schrage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I decided to go poke around and see who Stephen Schrage was, and it took me a while, but I did figure that out. And then when I started looking at all those connections, this thing appears that it was clearly concocted by the White House using Hillary as another conduit, and then they used all the previous tools and people that they had out of the State Department.
Okay, to be continued. Here comes the music. We got to go, and I'll talk to you later.
Yes, sir.
All right, don't forget tonight.
Sir.
All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and by the way, I'll get you. Call or hang on a minute. I'll get you in just a second. All right, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with a lot more coming your direction.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Special Counsel Robert Mueller spoke before two congressional committees, often giving one-word answers and declining to answer dozens of questions.
He did a horrible job.
President Trump said his presentation was way off.
Obviously, he did very poorly today.
The president also denied that Mueller said he could be indicted after he leaves office.
No, he didn't say that.
Mueller's report concluded that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election in an effort to help candidate Trump win. Texas Republican Will Hurd asked Mueller if this was the only time the Russians interfered.
Did you think that this was a single attempt by the Russians to get involved in our election, or did you find evidence to suggest they'll try to do this again?
Oh, it wasn't a single attempt. They're doing it as we sit here, and they expect to do it during the next campaign.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our next Veterans and Military News segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Two locations to serve you. By the way, Bo will be in from the National Aviation Academy next hour. So get your questions together. Send them off to me. I've already got some questions for him, but if you want a question, you can either call in or send one to me, and we'll get it to him that way. All right, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. As a matter of fact, many young folks in high school have chosen to go to a technical school to learn a trade, and that's not a bad thing. But in most cases, when you come out of high school, you're not going to start at the kind of pay that you could if you came out of, say, National Aviation Academy. Now, I'll give you an example. You're going to start at the bottom end of a journeyman trade, whatever it is that you're going to do, $8, $9, $10 an hour, maybe 11, maybe even 12, if you're lucky. But here's the deal. National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of at least $50,000 a year or more. And it's not uncommon for a certified aviation maintenance tech to make $60,000, $70,000, or $80,000 their first year, because it's all contingent to you and how much you want to work. Now, if you get lucky and you wind up with a job with an overseas contractor or a military contractor, and you do go overseas, you could get a six-figure salary right off the bat. But the only way you're going to do it is if you check out National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And all you got to do is go to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour by calling them at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save you money. Yep, absolutely. And you'll be able to get the White Gloves tour as a result. Now, here's what I wanted to say, and remembered it here, because I want to thank the Border Patrol and the great job that they're doing. Yesterday, I was going northbound on the Howard Franklin Bridge, coming to the radio station. There was an accident southbound that had traffic tied up on the southbound side, and I noticed a pickup truck and a bunch of lawnmowers off to the left, with the Border Patrol behind them and the Border Patrol van. And then over on the right, there was a couple of vehicles that were over there, and traffic was down to like two lanes. And I don't know if the people with the lawnmowers were involved in it or not. But we were going slow on the northbound side because there was a bunch of rubberneckers and everybody had to look. And sitting up against the wall on the bridge with the Border Patrol agent who was checking them, I guess, for ID or whatever, were five, and from where I was, they looked like they were Latino. I'm just going to say they looked like it, so I don't know for sure. But the only person that wasn't with the plastic ties on and with the hands behind the back was the driver. The other four individuals all had their hands behind their back, and obviously somebody thought they might have been illegal. And I was going slow enough that I saw the van pull up, the Border Patrol van, and two men got out, and agents, and it looked like they were going to put them in the back of the van, and away they were going to go. So kudos to the Border Patrol for the great job they're doing, even in the middle of where there was an accident, which may or may not have involved those guys. I don't know. But anyway, I wanted to make sure I said that. Okay, now, let's take a look at the Army and what they're up to. Well, the Army is going to be bringing food trucks to feed soldiers at six different bases around the country for the soldiers that wind up out on the range. And everybody knows what that means, and there's no food. So guess what? The Army's going to be bringing food trucks to you to feed you at six different bases. They didn't say what the bases were, but we'll have to wait and find out, and I'll let you know who it is and what it is when I hear about it. Now, 1 year later, the Army Futures Command celebrated their activation in downtown Austin. The Army Futures Command hosted a public event on Monday in Austin, and it was very well attended. By the way, the California Army National Guard and one of their Black Hawk crews located a hiker who had been missing all weekend in the Sierra Nevada mountain range. They got very lucky. They found him down one of those little ravines, one of those caverns that he had fallen down and gone from there. And thank goodness for the National Guard in that particular case. Now, the guided missile destroyer Carney has completed a four-month patrol by returning to Spain's naval station Rota. The Sixth Fleet announced that one. And obviously, we've got a large presence over there right now in the Middle East. This is the Mediterranean portion of it. And We're doing a good job over there. By the way, the British forces, naval forces, have put together a group of ships from other countries, including Denmark, and they're going to be patrolling and escorting the tankers through the Straits of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman because of the fact that the oil not going to the U.S. anymore like it used to, is going to these other countries, and they've decided that, well, they're going to take care of their tankers, and that's a good thing. Now, the U.S. Air Force's former top civilian recently gave a glimpse into the mission of an experimental space plane that's puzzled many space geeks, enthusiasts, experts, and even some officials because of its clandestine use. It's the X-37. And the former Secretary of the Air Force is now talking about that. So we'll see what's going on there. Now, the Marines are easing requirements to become a squad leader. Seasoned and well-experienced enlisted grunt leaders will now be pivotal in how the Corps plans to fight and win should there be a war in the expansive Pacific, and they are easing their requirements so they can promote people up to squad leader status, which would be a buck sergeant or staff sergeant. Also, the Marine Corps is getting a web of all-seeing eyes to keep watch on bases around the world. The Marine Corps has tapped a new Silicon Valley defense firm to develop a digital fortress of network surveillance systems in order to enhance the situation awareness of security forces at installations around the world. Not a bad idea there. By the way, the Coast Guard, the head of the Coast Guard, Admiral Carl Schultz, said that they will increase their presence and deployments to Asia, particularly around Oceania and the U.S. Pacific territories, to test out new operational deployment, a new concept in the region where the Coast Guard is sharing time with the U.S. Navy out there in some of those areas. Good luck to them with their new mission, their ocean-going cutters. And, of course, I think they've got more of those in the works, my understanding, being built, which is a good thing. Now, lawmakers are urging the Veterans Affairs officials to move ahead with some of the elderly Blue Water veterans' disability claims now instead of waiting until next year, because some cases the people just can't wait for the delay. They might not be around very long because of the diseases they've gotten as a result of contaminants that they were subjected to. So that's just a fact of life. Now, males right now account for nearly 80% of the current lawmakers' service academy nominees, according to a new report examining nomination data in the past 25 years. But women are starting to catch up, as more women are now being nominated than men in some of these service academies, trying to make it a little bit more even, Stephen. We'll see how that all works out in the not-too-distant future. All righty, going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We're going to get his take on the Mueller thing, and then we're going to talk about some of the finances out there that we like to talk about with Chris. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Another great day in the neighborhood. Going to be some rain around my area this morning, some rain around the Gulf Coast area, too. Showers out there coming inland. So be advised, I-75, I-10 might have a little wet road today. All right, I'll be right.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And before we get going with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, you all know that I've been taking Relief Factor for several years, and the problem I have is I have arthritis because of a lot of the injuries that I've had, and that's what happens in some cases. And those of you that know about it know that it can be very painful. As a matter of fact, I can probably forecast the weather a lot better than the weatherman, because every time it's going to rain or get cold, my aching bones and joints tell me, if you know what I mean. But I decided that I didn't want to take the medication they were giving me anymore, which was Mobic and Flexeril. It had some side effects to it, and every now and then you get a little dizzy, maybe a little nauseous, that sort of thing. And I said, no, I don't think so. So I tried taking Aleve three times a day, two pills a day, or two pills a time for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then I found out, well, that could cause bleeding, and I don't think I want that. And I did cut my finger or something like that, and it bled like a stuffed pig, and I went, no, this isn't good. So I decided when I heard the ad for Relief Factor to try it, and I did exactly what I'm going to suggest to you. If you're suffering from pain or muscle aches and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, it's all natural, okay, so there's no narcotics in it that you can take. It's four little capsules in a little bag, and you start out taking it three times a day, usually with a meal, and then you cut it down to two, and then if you can, you cut it down to one. Now it costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, and that's all you got to do. Try that quick start, and if it works, I'm telling you, you're going to know within a couple of weeks. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain for more information. There's a little video there. They'll explain more. But $19.95 is all it costs. I mean, what have you got to lose but pain, right? $19.95, relieffactor.com/captain. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Chris.
How you doing? I got a couple of those weather-predicting injuries, too.
Yeah, I bet you do. Lacrosse? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Florida in the summertime must be graded around 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
You're absolutely right, because I can tell you it's going to rain, and you know, I just feel it. And the old bones start aching a little bit. But I want to play a little bit of Robert Mueller yesterday and Louis Gohmert. And they were talking about Peter Strzok and the director, former FBI director, Mueller. He acted like he didn't know who the heck they were talking about. Listen to this.
You and James Comey have been good friends, or were good friends for many years, correct?
Well, we were business associates. We both started off in the Justice Department about
You were good time. Friends. You can work together and not be friends, but you we and were Comey friends. Were friends.
We were friends.
That's my question. Thank you for getting to the answer. Now, before you were appointed as special counsel, had you talked to James Comey in the preceding 6 months?
No.
When you were appointed as special counsel, was President Trump's firing of Comey something you anticipated investigating, potentially obstruction of justice?
I can't get into that. FBI internal deliberations in the Justice Department.
Actually, it goes to your credibility, and maybe you've been away from the courtroom for a while. Credibility is always relevant. It's always material, and that goes for you, too. You're a witness before us. Let me ask you, when you talked to President Trump the day before he appointed or you were appointed as special counsel, you were talking to him about FBI director position again. Did he mention the firing of James Comey?
Not as a candidate. I was asked,
did he mention the firing of James Comey in your discussion with him?
Cannot remember.
Pardon?
Cannot remember. Don't believe so,
you
but I'm not going to be specific.
You don't remember. But if he did, you could have been a fact witness as to the president's comments and state of mind on firing James Comey.
I suppose that's possible.
Yeah. So most prosecutors want to make sure there's no appearance of impropriety, but in your case, you hired a bunch of people that did not like the president. Let me ask you, when did you first learn of Peter Strzok's animus toward Donald Trump?
All right, I'm going to stop it right there, because this is where he talks about Peter Strzok. And then right here, I'll go down to the part to where he says, no, I don't know about him. You know, they want to know how he got hired and who vetted him. Here we go.
In the summer of 2017.
You didn't know before he was hired?
I'm sorry? What'd you...
you didn't know before he was hired for your team?
Know what?
Peter Strzok hated Trump.
Okay.
You didn't know that before he was made part of your team. Is that what you're saying?
I did not know that.
Wow. Didn't vet that guy, did they? All they had to do was go to social media.
Yeah, listen, I don't think that... I think that Bob Mueller and, you know, I see this happen sometimes in businesses, too. You get people that that stick around at businesses because they were there a long time, and sometimes they end up on boards of directors of various different companies. The guy is just the kind of like the face of the entire investigation, and was basically put there to give the investigation credibility for what it was, which is a left-wing witch hunt and attack. You just take a look at the makeup of his entire team. I know that you could just tell he wanted no part of being there.
You're
yesterday.
Right.
He knows this. He knows that he was just a face there, just a figurehead. Meanwhile, in the mainstream media on Saturday Night Live, you got Robert De Niro playing him as this great hero, as this big investigator. He didn't do anything. For crying out loud, he showed up at work and had coffee and donuts and played solitaire. and just let everybody else do the work.
So who was running? Who was running this little detail that he had then? Who was the special prosecutor?
I mean, I don't know who was.
Well, I'm going to answer it for you. It was Andrew Weissman.
Weissman.
Yep.
Weissman's one of the ones that they were throwing out there as well.
Yep.
That probably was running the show. And listen, if you can get these far left Hillary Clinton supporters, Donald Trump haters, with all the money that they had, all the resources that they had, and they couldn't nail the president, then you got a problem. Because prosecutors will find anything. They will. They will find anything. They will do anything. They've got unlimited resources. They had nowhere to go.
Right.
And if you can't figure this out by now, there's something wrong with you.
You're
if
right.
there was anything there, they would have completed it.
Now, you're up there in New York, and last night, apparently, Jeffrey Epstein, we were being told anyway, may have tried to commit suicide. He had marks around his neck, was found partially conscious on the floor of his jail cell. However, being as where he was in New York City, in Manhattan, in the maximum security prison, same one where El Chapo was being held, a lot of people are going, yep, Clinton's got to him. What do you think?
Yeah. Remember, it's like Godfather 2 when Tom Higgins visits Frank Pantangeline in prison and gives him an option there about what
right.
he needs to do.
Right.
Kind of funny you think about it that way. I don't know if Clinton got, I don't know, somebody got to him and said, hey, listen, you know, we'll take care of whatever family you've got or whatever it may be. This is kind of par for the course for the Dems at this point in time. I don't know what deals the prosecutors are trying to make right now. I've heard that they're giving up the sun, the moon, the stars to get all of the information that he has. If this is the case, I don't think he's going to last that long in prison unless you're going to put him under 24-hour watch or also keep him away from the other inmates.
Well, right now he's in suicide watch, and we also found out yesterday that construction work was continuing on his second island in the Caribbean, a second island, $18 million worth of construction.
Yep, we still don't know where the money comes from.
No.
Which is interesting. Still don't know where the money comes from.
Nope.
Largest single-family residence in Manhattan. Still can't figure out how this guy makes his money.
Yep, you're absolutely right. So what are you doing today to entertain yourself?
Well, obviously you're going to have to talk about the Mueller investigation and what took place there. But there's some other stories as well we'll get into, talking about the Justice Department looking into the antitrust with many of the big tech companies, which
right.
is a major, major story out there as well.
Right. And don't forget that North Korea fired a couple missiles again to try to remain relevant.
Yeah, there were short-range missiles. We're going to
270 miles,
yeah. Yeah, we'll see what exactly it does and what Donald Trump will do next.
And Puerto Rico, the governor there, is resigning next Friday. He said a week from tomorrow he would be gone, give the other guy enough time to get in and get settled or whatever. I guess it's going to be on-the-job training for a week.
It's the Secretary of State, I think, has taken over the position.
No. It's the Attorney General, but they call it a different name.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, the Secretary of State resigned. He didn't want it. All right, I'll talk to you. Talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
You got it.
Okay, everybody, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street. Catch him over there. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. And you'll hear him every weekend all across the country. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.